The doors opened wide. On the Washtenaw County Dental Clinic on February 17, 2015. And although they are busy, Washtenaw County Public Health Officer Ellen Rabinowitz says they are trying to get the word out that they have plenty of room for more patients.
We want people to know that there is this fabulous resource. If you're low income or uninsured or on Medicaid, you can receive dental services at the Washtenaw County Dental Clinic.
And what kind of services are available?
Oral exams and cleanings, fillings and crowns, root canals, tooth removal, tooth replacement, dentures, partial dentures, and emergency treatment. You can't get braces here. You can get all those other services.
Rabinowitz proudly showed off some of the rooms and services available at the Washtenaw County Dental Clinic.
There are two quiet rooms for patients who maybe want a little bit more privacy, but the rest of the operatories are double, as you can see. There's lab work done over here, and then this is the area for sterilizing everything, so it's all on site. And I did learn from the dentist that red is dirty, blue is clean, I believe. And so that's how you know what's ready to be used and what isn't.
Kaylee Gilger of Ann Arbor recently had dental work done at the Ypsilanti facility.
I got my cleaning and I got at least a dozen cavities filled. Yeah, they'd still be there if this wasn't available. I luckily wasn't in any pain, but I knew that eventually it was going to be that way. So it just was such a relief to not have to worry about making myself broke to keep my teeth up.
Grateful patients are not the only ones showing a toothy grin at the clinic. Dental assistant Keisha Tucker gladly demonstrated some equipment. She began working there last April and said it has been a very rewarding experience.
It's wonderful seeing happy faces, smiling when they leave, coming to get simple things taken care of, certain things taken care of, and us being able to do that. It's great. Yes, ma'am.
The Washtenaw County Dental Health Clinic was several years in the making and done in response to huge gaps in care for low-income, uninsured, and Medicaid recipients. St. Joseph Mercy Health donated space in the Hobb Health Building in Ypsilanti rent-free. And Rabinowitz wants to make sure everyone knows this was a partnership of many different groups and agencies all coming together.
It's St. Joe's, MCDC, Washtenaw County Government, Washtenaw County Public Health, and the Washtenaw Health Plan.
You're all in it together.
We're all in it together.
Not only is the Washtenaw County Dental Health Clinic celebrating its first anniversary, February is also National Children's Dental Health Month. Susan Cerniglia is the Public Information Officer for Washtenaw County Public Health.
So it's a good time for parents to remind children to brush those 2 minutes a day, two times a day. And one thing parents don't necessarily know, our education kind of hasn't caught up with our common beliefs, that kids are often recommended to go to the dentist now starting at 1 year of age or when they're starting to get those teeth. And that first visit can be a great time to talk about dental education, starting to brush, make sure everything's looking okay, and help the child be more comfortable so that the subsequent visits are more pleasant, more fun for both the practitioner or the parents as well as the kids. One of the things we're also finding out with current research is that children, when they're maintaining their dental health and their oral hygiene and all that, it works for the parents too. So really helping to emphasize and celebrate that for the children can get some of those parents in and get their routine care up to date and take care of any problems they may have as well.
The Washtenaw County Dental Clinic has room for 6,000 low-income patients and 15,000 visits per year, improving lives one smile at a time. Lisa Berry, 89.1 WEMU News.